Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is May 10, 2021. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments in fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Morgan Creek founder predicts $250,000 Bitcoin within 5 years. Crypto miner Hive Blockchain sells Norwegian unit after country removes power subsidy. Ether price pushes past $4,000 for first time, approaches JP Morgan's market value. Ether's active addresses pass 2018 peak as cryptocurrency soars to new price highs. Siena Network raises $11.2 million to build out DeFi functionality on secret platform. Maker DAO on collision course with banking regulators. Now let's get started. Morgan Creek founder predicts $250,000 Bitcoin within 5 years. Mark Yusko sees exponential growth in Bitcoin through network adoption. Mark Yusko, the founder and CEO of investment management firm Morgan Creek Capital Management, says Bitcoin could reach $250,000 within the next 5 years. Yusko told CNBC's Trading Nation on Friday that it's because Bitcoin is more than just a store of value. It's about network adoption and increased usage, he said. This is a network, and networks grow in an exponential way. This is the fastest network in history to $1 trillion, right on the heels of the FANGs that took 15 to 20 years depending on which one you look at. FANGs refers to the stocks of Facebook, Amazon, Apple, Netflix and Google, now Alphabet. The Bitcoin market hit $1 trillion in value earlier this year, 12 years after its creation. Yusko based his Bitcoin target on equivalence with gold, which has a market capitalization of $4 trillion. If BTC reaches that level, each coin would be worth $250,000. Comparisons with gold are often used to illustrate Bitcoin's upside, but critics cite limits on the crypto's ability to scale, such as the time it takes to settle transactions and the computing power required to mine Bitcoin, as reasons to be skeptical. What people miss is this is a technological evolution of computer power that isn't going away, Yusko said. It is a powerful computing network that is going to become the base layer protocol for the Internet of Value. Crypto miner Hive Blockchain sells Norwegian unit after country removes power subsidy. Hive said it would likely not be able to meet the development conditions for the project without tax relief on electricity. Hive Blockchain Technologies, HVBTF, a publicly traded Canadian-based crypto mining company, has sold its Norwegian subsidiary, Kolos Norway AS, to the local municipality of Narvik. Under the deal, Hive transferred all shares of the unit to the Narvik municipality along with a $200,000 payment. The move comes after the Norwegian government scrapped a tax subsidy on electricity that was granted to crypto miners in November 2018. This meant that it was improbable that Hive would be able to meet the development conditions of this greenfield project, according to an announcement by the company Monday. The land development rights were therefore impaired and written down to a zero valuation from $15 million in March 2019. Hive Executive Chairman Frank Holmes described the situation as unfortunate, adding that the deal was made before he and Darcy Daberas, the company's chief financial officer, assumed their roles. The company now plans to focus its mining operations on data centers in Sweden and Iceland, which mine Ethereum, ETH, plus 6.56%, continuously on the cloud, according to the announcement. Hive has also been ramping up its Bitcoin, BTC, plus 0.81% mining operations with the purchase of more mining machines. Ether price pushes past $4,000 for first time, approaches JP Morgan's market value. A Coinbase premium for Ether is continuing to spur new investment, according to analyst Ki Young Ju. Ether's price, already up a dizzying five-fold this year, extended its climb early Monday, pushing past the psychological milestone of $4,000 for the first time. Ether, the native cryptocurrency of the Ethereum blockchain and the second biggest overall by market cap, went as high as $4,070 shortly after 3 o'clock Coordinated Universal Time, 11 p.m. Sunday ET, according to CoinDesk 20 data. The year-to-date return is now around 435%, versus about 104% for Bitcoin, the largest cryptocurrency. This year's gains have been powered by speculation from new market entrants betting on decentralized finance, DeFi, which consists of blockchain-based trading and lending platforms that aim to automate many functions of banks and other traditional financial firms. The Ethereum blockchain serves as the foundation for much of DeFi, and it also is the basis for many non-fungible tokens, NFT, another hot trend in cryptocurrency markets. Ether's market capitalization now stands at roughly $470 billion, approaching the $488 billion stock market valuation for JP Morgan Chase, the largest U.S. bank. Of course, it's no joke that cryptocurrencies can be extremely volatile in price, prompting warnings that investors should exercise caution. Some investors are apparently paying up for Ether, to the extent that a premium has appeared on the U.S.-based Coinbase exchange over prices quoted on other major exchanges, according to Ki Young Ju, CEO of crypto data firm CryptoQuant. Ju told CoinDesk via Telegram that the premium was significant as Ether climbed a staggering 72% over the two-week period from April 26. The market for Ether has become so ebullient that crypto derivatives exchange Deribit just listed an options contract expiring in March 2022 with a strike price of $50,000. The level is so far above the current price that the exchange later tweeted that there was nothing frothy about us listing this strike and that the decision fell within its strict listing policy. Additional excitement has come from the Ethereum blockchain's plan to shift toward a proof-of-stake consensus mechanism, how transactions across the network are confirmed that theoretically will be less energy-hungry and more scalable than the current proof-of-work system, which is similar to what the Bitcoin blockchain uses. Ether's active addresses pass 2018 peak as cryptocurrency soars to new price highs. The cryptocurrency's rally is supported by increased network usage. Ether's bull run appears to be backed by fundamentals, with active user participation in Ethereum's network booming alongside the cryptocurrency's price. The number of unique active Ether addresses, either as sender or receiver, rose to a record high of 7.94 million on Sunday, topping the previous peak of 7.14 million reached on January 16, 2018, according to data provider Glassnode. The tally has increased by more than 100,000 in the past 3 days alone, taking the year-to-date growth to 86%. Ethereum network fundamentals that include transactions, active address, fee collection and many other metrics are making Ether fundamentally strong, Shivam Thakral, CEO of India-based crypto exchange BuyUcoin, said. Active Ethereum addresses and daily transaction count bottomed out in early 2020 and have been rising ever since, signaling the potential for a bull run in Ether. When there's greater usage of a cryptocurrency, there's more demand, and that drives the price up, Chainalysis economist Philip Gradwell told CoinDesk last year. Ether, the native token of Ethereum, has responded positively to the network growth, rising by a staggering 2,355% since early 2020. The cryptocurrency is trading at record highs above $4,100 at press time, up 450% so far this year. Prices have doubled in the past 2 weeks alone, per CoinDesk 20 data. Bitcoin, the biggest cryptocurrency by market value, is trading near $58,200, representing a 100% year-to-date gain. Since the first quarter of this year, the network has been facing congestion and charging relatively higher transaction fees than rivals like the Binance Smart Chain. So far, however, high fees have largely failed to deter users, as evidenced by the continued rise in the active addresses and transaction count, now also at record highs. That's a sign of real fundamental growth, according to analysts. Low-fee chains can fake activity much more easily than chains like Ethereum and Bitcoin, said Alex Svanovic, CEO of blockchain data company Nansen. So when active addresses on Ethereum are at record highs, that's a true sign of organic growth. Arash Ghimi, director of the strategy at 2 Prime Digital Assets, foresees a further increase in active user participation, as web search data shows popular interest in Ethereum is rising. Ethereum searches are going parabolic while Bitcoin searches drop, level off, Ghimi said in a Twitter thread on Monday. As Google search interest rises, so will active ETH addresses, putting pressure on price upwards. Ciena Network raises $11.2 million to build out DeFi functionality on Secret Platform. Ciena is a privacy-first and cross-chain DeFi platform. The Ciena Network, a privacy-focused, cross-chain decentralized finance, DeFi, platform, has raised $11.2 million in a private and public token sale. Of the total amount, $10 million came from long-term investors including NGC, Inclusion Capital, Lotus Capital, FBG, Skyvision Capital and others. Ciena is built on the Secret Network, a tendermint-based chain within the Cosmos ecosystem that uses privacy-preserving smart contracts. It allows the Ciena community to privately swap, lend and convert its tokens into their private equivalent. The network functions like any DeFi system, but using Ciena Swap the transactions are private rather than public for anyone to see. It has been an extraordinary month and we have hit a super sweet spot between institutional investment and our community, said Monty Munford, chief evangelist and core contributor to Ciena Network. The tech users can swap any private SNP20 token on Ciena. SNP20 is a specification for private fungible tokens based on COSM WASM, a smart contract platform, on the Secret Network. If users don't have private tokens, they can use the Secret Network's bridge to exchange their tokens for the private equivalent and then convert them back again at any time. The bridge currently supports Ethereum, and will soon support Polkadot, Monero, Cosmos and Binance Smart Chain. Ciena is on a long-term mission to protect users' privacy and to prevent personal information from being hijacked, said Munford. By using privacy-preserving blockchain in a user-friendly way, we save no login information, no wallet data, no transaction data or anything else. We do not even track the Ciena website or give any information to any third party. On its website, Ciena breaks down the token conversion, which consists of turning regular tokens into secret tokens. In practice, this means ETH, plus 6.3%, becomes SETH, secret ETH, DAI, plus 0.09%, becomes SDAI and so on. These can then be traded on Ciena Swap or converted back to their original form. Users can then trade through Ciena Swap, using a token pair of Ciena plus the secret token, SDAI. Seth, of their choice. Ciena is a pure SNP20 token while SDAI is a bridged token to the DAI stablecoin token. Stakers of a pool earn 0.28% of their share of the daily volume by providing liquidity to a pair ETH-based tokens. Addressing front-running. An issue in DeFi that the Ciena network hopes to address is front-running. Front-running is the act of getting a transaction first in line in the execution queue, right before a known future transaction occurs. Bots executing such front-running operations by paying slightly higher gas, or transaction, fees have been a sticking point for DeFi. Multiple projects have been developing privacy solutions to address this issue. Execution priority on platforms such as Ethereum are driven by transaction fees, said Munford in a statement. A transaction can be preempted by simply introducing a transaction and paying a higher transaction fee and is illegal in regulated financial systems. Hence front-running. Indeed, a report from February suggested an Ethereum trading bot strategy extracted $107 million in only 30 days. Ciena's success validates the vision we've long shared to bring data privacy to blockchains and decentralized applications, said Tor Baer, the Secret Foundation's executive director and chairman. "We believe Siena will be a key pillar of Secret DeFi and help drive mass adoption of a more secure decentralized financial ecosystem." Munford said these initial funds will be used to expand the team and to roll out a very extensive roadmap being brought to market throughout 2021, not least of which is an automated market maker, a privacy-first decentralized exchange. The network's name is a variant of the Italian city of Siena, which played a historical role in banking and cryptography as early as 1135 AD. MakerDAO on collision course with banking regulators. As MakerDAO rolls out real estate loans, banking regulators are unlikely to ignore DeFi banks, our columnist says. "It's a shots-fired moment for decentralized finance, or DeFi. MakerDAO, a decentralized bank and one of the cornerstones of DeFi, made its first real-world loan last month. It is lending to Americans who want to fix and flip residential real estate. If old-school bankers weren't aware of decentralized banks before, Maker, MKR, -0.6%, s new foray changes that. Maker is now treading the same hunting grounds as not only banking behemoths such as Wells Fargo, but also A-plus Federal Credit Union of Austin and thousands of other credit unions. JP Koning, a CoinDesk columnist, worked as an equity researcher at a Canadian brokerage firm and a financial writer at a large Canadian bank. He runs the popular Moneyness blog. "No business is more regulated than banking. As long as MakerDAO confined itself to the blockchain sector, bank regulators such as the Federal Reserve could stay unaware. They can't now. Decentralized banking equals centralized banking." Wells Fargo, A-plus Federal Credit Union and MakerDAO are all engaged in the magical business of banking. That is, they each create deposits out of nothing and lend them out. In Wells Fargo and A-plus's case, dollar-denominated deposits are instantiated on centralized ledgers and then lent out to customers. MakerDAO does things a bit differently. It spins up dollar-denominated deposits, known as DAI, on a decentralized ledger, the Ethereum blockchain, and then lends them using smart contracts. But apart from the little details of how the deposits get stored and managed, all three institutions are in the exact same basic business banking. Create a dollar, lend it, repeat. Since its inception, Maker has provided banking services to a particular set of clients, pseudonymous cryptocurrency speculators. A typical MakerDAO borrower is a gung-ho crypto fan who, already heavily invested in Ether, ETH, plus 6.21%, wants even more exposure. No credit checks or personal references required by Maker. The borrower need only submit their Ether tokens to the Maker protocol as collateral, upon which a loan of fresh DAI, plus 0.07%, is automatically issued. The speculator uses borrowed DAI to buy additional Ether. Like any bank, MakerDAO manages credit risk by controlling the amount of collateral that clients must submit. If a loan is about to go bad, Maker can protect itself by seizing the collateral, whether that be Ether or wrapped Bitcoin, WBTC, plus 0.81%, or any other crypto asset on its permissible list. Neither Wells Fargo nor A-plus FCU would ever dream of lending to pseudonymous coin speculators. And so Maker has never landed on those traditional banks' competitive radar screens. U.S. banking regulators have been mostly oblivious, too. No need to supervise some strange blockchain Y thing that lends to an invisible and amorphous online client base. But shots have been fired. And now traditional banking is going to have to devote some brain power to figuring out what decentralized banks such as MakerDAO are up to. Here's a quick explanation. Anatomy of decentralized loan to meet space. Last month, MakerDAO created and lent around $500,000 DAI to fund fix and flip U.S. residential properties. A homeowner applies for a mortgage, uses the borrowed funds to improve the house, sells it and pays the loan back. New Silver, an originator of real estate loans, set up a special purpose vehicle, or SPV, which holds title to the fix and flip loans. Technology from Centrifuge, a fintech, dices the loans into senior and junior tranches and encodes the securities as non-fungible tokens, NFTs, on Ethereum. New Silver keeps the junior, riskier tranche for itself and submits the senior tranche to Maker as collateral in return for fresh DAI financing. The fix and flip loans can be monitored here. Shorter story. We made some loans to house flippers and our banker, Maker DAO, is financing them. It's hard to miss the irony. Cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin, BTC, plus 0.8%, and Ethereum emerged in response to the 2008 residential mortgage implosion. Mortgages had been sliced and diced into conduits, SPVs, collateralized debt obligations, CDOs, and CDO squareds, graded by credit rating agencies, and sold to witless buyers. And now, 13 years later, Maker DAO is tinkering with the senior tranche of an SPV securitized residential mortgage portfolio. Wells Fargo, A+ FCU and other traditional banks will be furious when they find out they have invested significant amounts of money into chartering and compliance. With no regulatory costs, Maker DAO can probably undercut them by offering fix and flip financing at a lower interest rate. Maker DAO isn't standing still. It is targeting $300 million in real-world loans by the end of this year. There is talk of freight invoice lending, financing of U.S. farm properties and loans to solar facilities. Expect more blockchain-based banks to start copying Maker. With all this growth, decentralized banks are destined to collide with real-world bank regulators. What will this collision look like? DeFi, not so censorship-resistant. The U.S. has a bewildering system of banking regulation. The Federal Reserve, Federal Deposit Insurance Corp, FDIC, and Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, OCC, are all involved in regulating banks, as are more than 50 state financial departments. Credit unions are regulated by the National Credit Union Administration. One of these, perhaps a state financial department like the New York State Department of Financial Services, is likely to send a notification to blockchain-based banks. If they want to provide banking services in U.S. meat space, the notice will say, they must get bank charters and submit to regulatory supervision. America's bank regulation probably won't fit Maker DAO very well. It's designed for 20th century banks with physical locations and loan officers, not banks that are built on a layer of automated smart contracts. Perhaps lawmakers will devise a special blockchain bank charter, but that will take time, engagement and patience. DeFi enthusiasts often laugh at the talk of regulation. Any bank regulator that attempts to exercise authority over the collection of smart contracts and stakeholders that calls itself Maker DAO will inevitably fail, they say. The whole point of being on a decentralized protocol, after all, is to avoid being controlled. And there is certainly some truth to that. But even if a bank is decentralized enough to ignore a government order to get a bank charter, there's a good chance it would comply anyway. Refuse and Maker DAO would be operating illegally. No more fix and flips. It would have to retreat back to the censorship-resistant safety of the blockchain and its relatively small clientele of pseudonymous cryptocurrency speculators. Submitting to regulation means a ticket to the biggest market in the world. Main Street America. Other big DeFi applications such as decentralized exchange Uniswap or lending market Compound may soon face the same sort of difficult choice as Maker DAO. They can either stay safely rooted in their rules-free financial zone or get more real-world relevance, but at the price of regulation. Financial regulation is often criticized. It adds costs. It forces financial institutions to cut off unprofitable customers. It favors incumbents. It reduces innovation. Much of that is true. On the other hand, regulation emerges through a democratic process. We impose onerous capital requirements and leverage ratios on banks, because burnt by the credit crisis, we are hoping to avoid another crisis. Banks that use decentralization as a means for evading rules are acting undemocratically. Significant amounts of electricity are being used to secure the Ethereum blockchain. That ensures that Ethereum, and everything built on it, remains open and censorship resistant. But if DeFi tools like Maker DAO choose to become regulated, censorship resistance is pretty much cancelled. Is there a point to being a regulated bank on an expensive and open blockchain? For now, Maker DAO will keep on pushing into real-world loans. But expect many of these complicated issues to bubble up in the next few years. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.